Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio. If you're not listening in live, you can always listen to us on the buildingfortunesradio.com website. And if you want to hear more of our live radio shows, of course, you can always go online. You can go to buildingfortunesradio.com/live and pick up any one of the live radio shows that we do during those designated times. So again, my name is Peter Mingles. I own Building Fortunes Radio. We started almost 5 years ago, if I were to date this a little bit. This is towards the tail end of 2017. And I have to share with you, I just wanted to hog, if you will, this radio show specifically because of something new that just happened that I wanted to let our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience get involved in if you wanted to. Certainly to be able to use as a customer, maybe even able to use working with us as part of our sales force. So this could be a really cool way for you to learn about a great new product to use in whatever business you might be in or whatever organization you might be in. And to kind of get right to the point, there's some new technology out there, and I'm going to call it new to you technology out there because it's probably new to you, called a beacon, B-E-A-C-O-N. Now, when most people talk to me about a beacon, I think about like a lighthouse and a beacon of light. And if you just kind of get stuck on that definition, you'll be able to kind of understand what these things are. Well, there's some new technology, of course, that has put a beacon, they call them proximity beacons, in our hands that we could now use to actively and passively build our respective businesses. I'll explain. A beacon is a small little device, and it has a beacon radius, so it'll actually broadcast out a signal using Bluetooth technology about 80 to 86 meters, so that's about 200 feet, 250 feet, somewhere around there. So give or take, right, all the different conditions. Let's just lowball it and say 200 feet in every direction. And in essence, every direction means up, down, left, right, all over the place. So big circle, big sphere, if you will. It'll broadcast a beacon of the Bluetooth signals to any device, like an Android phone, that has Bluetooth on. They call them proximity beacons because they work nearby. They're close to you. And the signal strength is about 200 feet. I'll lowball it again, maybe a little bit bigger in some situations. And it's really kind of cool because it's a teeny-weeny little device, and you can walk around with it on your keychain. You could stick it somewhere, maybe out of reach of kids. You'll see how small it is in just a second. And you can actually use it for whatever purposes you would think would be normal for you to be able to broadcast a signal to people that are nearby. For instance, let's use the typical pizza store example. If I owned a retail pizza store and people were walking past my retail pizza store, I would want them to know, hey, there's pizza here. Stop, turn around. And then be able to click on a website, see a little bit about our specials and come back in, or see the directions to the website and come back in. I'd want to be able to grab those. You know, years ago, people would have those balloons with those funny clowns like flying all over the place, or maybe a dancing monkey or something like that. Get my attention. Look at me. Look at me. Now that everybody's not looking anywhere except for their smartphones, you can use the Bluetooth beacon to be able to pop up a notification on their phone that they can scroll down and it'll say, look at me, pizza, so right over here. And again, if they keep walking 500 feet, that's beyond the proximity of the beacon, the signal with strength would be dropped. So just like an AM or FM radio station where the signal might be a little bit longer, this is just a little bit shorter. That's why they call them proximity beacons. So these little devices have been out for a while, but they're new to you because you didn't know anything about them, perhaps maybe even until this radio show. And one of the other reasons why it's so cool is because now we've worked with a company that markets and sells these. And I love these things, so I decided, of course, I'm going to sell them for myself and use them for myself for our Building Fortunes radio listening audience and our humongous ad network marketing subscribers and our PM marketing network leads customers, because we have all these things going on all over the place we work and love to work with entrepreneurs and different organizations to be able to help them spread the word. So I said, I want one. You know, I was one of those kind of guys. I want one. Matter of fact, I know I'm going to want a couple of them because I'm going to want to give them to some friends. And, I wish I could have like a bazillion of them. So these little beacons are used for those types of scenarios. And I can program mine, the ones that I bought, by going to a website, logging in and putting in, there's 40 characters. Again, remember it's going to display on a phone. So 40 characters that will display when people swipe down, see the notifications. When they click on the website, they'll be able to go to whatever website you wanted them to go to where they can get the rest of the message and the rest of the information. So these little things are so cool. I just wanted to share with our Building Fortunes listening audience. So obviously what we did was we said, you know, we better put it on a domain name that would be something you probably would remember. So we have buildingfortunes.net. buildingfortunes.net. buildingfortunes.com is our regular affiliate program. Building Fortunes Radio is the radio show you're listening to right now. buildingfortunes.net has a movie on it that gives you the quickie 2-minute story. And it also leads to, if you fill out the form or you click on learn more, you'll be able to learn how to become a customer or learn how to be a business building sales rep of ours as you're building this business with these beacons. And I'm going to come back on the other side of this commercial break, tell you a little bit more about the beacons, and also give you some other ideas for implementing or integrating the beacons into whatever you're doing. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Ringles here. I was referencing the proximity beacons. Beacons, B-E-A-C-O-N. It would be one of them, but more than one would be a beacons. And you can find information on buildingfortunes.net. Buildingfortunes.net is one of the domain names that we own that has an opportunity for you to see the 2-minute movie telling you a story of what's going on with the beacons, and you can click on that and learn how to become a customer or learn how to become a distributor and work with us if you're interested. Well, here's what some people need to wrap their mind around. What is it? How big is it? How far does it go? How does it work? What's the technology behind it? So let me answer a few questions for the naturally curious. If you ever had a contact lens cleaning case, you know, the kind with the double, you have an L for left and R for right. If you ever had one of those, well, if you put them both together, right, you had both of them, those would be like two beacons squished together. So it's like one half of one of those is one beacon. So it also has, it looks like it almost has a screw-type lid off of it. It's just a peel-off top. So to use another example for people who don't wear contacts, if you've ever opened up a bottle, like a 2-liter bottle of like Coke or Pepsi or any kind of soda or natural device or natural beverage, the plastic piece that you would have in your hand would be just about the size of a beacon. They're not really that much bigger or smaller than something like that. There's cool technology inside of it, and it's battery operated with a battery type watch that you can find anywhere just about where they sell battery type watches. They last for a few months as far as the battery is concerned, and the beacon will last longer. It's actually designed to be temperature resistant. So if you leave it in a window, it's not going to heat up too much. If you leave it near a window, it won't like freeze. You wouldn't put it in a freezer and you wouldn't put it in the desert, but it's going to be able to handle most of the environmental things. It's somewhat waterproof, but not like underwaterproof, if you know what I mean. So you wouldn't leave it out in the rain. But if it got wet, it probably wouldn't matter. Like dripped on wet, probably wouldn't matter. So you have this little teeny weeny device. You could change the battery on your own, and you could even program it on your own. If you had one of these through the company that I'm working with, you'd be able to log into your back office and then type in the 40 characters that you'd want to display. So you type in the 40 characters. There's a little bit of some, you know, rules or guidelines with the characters. Of course, nothing obscene, you know, nothing too much personal information, blah, blah, blah. We can give you the training on that. So we go over that. Remember, this is going to have 200 feet of radius, so you don't want to be texting to your daughter or something to your daughter, using the beacon for your daughter, you know, like, take out the dog or whatever it might be, because everybody else is going to be able to see it. So it broadcasts this message over 200 feet or around there, and it's designed to work through the Google system. You know, Google owns and rules the world, ha ha, you know, whatever. So it goes through the Google system, so there's some safeguards and some safety features, so you're not going to be like spamming people and bombarding people. If they walk in and out of this 200 feet radius, they're not going to get like bombarded and mad and want to throw this thing out all over the place. And yes, they can opt out of those messages as well. But you'll be able to type in that message and bring them to whatever website, and you could even do it on the fly. Like, literally speaking, say, for instance, you were that pizza shop, and you sold something in the afternoon, and then you sold something in the evening, you'd be able to change it on the fly. Or if you had something of a breakfast menu, and then a lunch menu, and then your dinner menu, and then you had maybe a holiday menu, maybe a Cyber Monday menu, you could have all of those types of things, and you kind of change it wherever you go. And it works on Android phones, not on iPhones. It works, I found, now this is unofficial, I found it also works on Android other devices. I have several tablets in my home and my home office, and this baby pops up on those too. So that's like an added benefit. Maybe if you're in a place where people are using Wi-Fi and using their tablets to do anything as well, you might get the added benefit of popping them up on Android-type devices. And the cool thing is they can last for months. And as long as you don't lose one, and that's probably your biggest fear, losing one, they're so small. So as long as you don't lose one, you'll be able to use it wherever you go. So the next question is, obviously, you know, what's the price or how much do these things cost? There's lots of options. Obviously, go to buildingfortunes.net to find out all the options. Buildingfortunes.net is our website. And if you sign up or buy, full disclosure, on Building Fortunes Radio, going to buildingfortunes.net, it's part of our sales force. So, yes, we will get the commissions. Yes, we will be able to help our salespeople. Yes, that might be for your advantage, too, because remember, we're in the lead generation business. We do all these kinds of things. So, yes, it might make sense for you, since this new-to-you technology, to be able to join under us. So if you go to buildingfortunes.net and you find out the information, you'll see that you can buy one beacon for $59.95, for the purchase, and then there's probably tax and shipping depending on where you are. It's here in the United States. It's not global yet, because that would be a different kind of shipping, different kind of permissions, different kind of everything. Not yet, could be soon, but not just yet. So tax and shipping, whatever that might be. And then it's $25 per month. I think it's $25 or $24.99 or something like that. It's around $25 a month. And then, of course, you would have to justify, is it worth the expense? Any business owner would probably do that. Now, if you were maybe a church and you just wanted to let a lot of people know that, you know, Sunday service is going on, then maybe you're not worried about the $25 as far as a return on your investment. If you're the Girl Scout cookie guy and you decide that you're bringing your daughters and the girls to the Walmart table that they're going to let you have outside, and you want to give them the beacon, you'll be able to change the beacon so the people will be able to see it, you know, and you don't even have to be around that location. You could be walking around anywhere with those little beacons. So I found that one beacon for me wasn't going to be enough. So I bought three. So three were $99.95 plus whatever tax and shipping, depending on wherever you are, and then $49.95 or around $50 per month. Now, the cool thing is now I have three. Between me and you, I think my grand conclusion was, so far early on, I think I bought too few. Explain that in just a second. I think I bought too few. I should have bought more. I will buy more, but I'm just testing out this new theory first. But I think I should have bought more. But I bought three. So it was $99, and then it was $50 a month. And I'm real big on, hey, I got to make sure that if I'm spending money, I'm getting my return on my investment. So I'm going to use one for me and promote the Building Fortunes Radio, PM Marketing Network leads, all that sort of stuff, wherever I might be going. Plus, I need one to demonstrate and test. But I also knew that I wanted to put two more to work. So I gave one already to somebody who's working with us, and then another one to a customer who's doing a trade show. So I'm, in essence, shipping them out, in essence, like on loan. So they're working for me while I'm working for it. And that's why I said I think I need more than that, because so far I've had several conversations, and if I had them with me, I'd be shipping those out as well. And they're real light. I mean, they are real light. Remember, it's only the size of a bottle cap or only the size of a contact lens case. So the shipping is like next to nothing. The packaging for the shipping costs more than the stamp. I think it cost me 99 cents to ship one to a gal who's working with us that's doing a trade show on the other side of Florida. So 99 cents for shipping is like nothing. So there we go. So anyway, so we shipped it out over there. I'm going to be able to program it for wherever she's going to be, at a hotel. You know, go to booth number 3 over at exhibit number 7, blah, blah, blah. We're going to have to build that stuff on the website, which, by the way, we make websites too, so I figured this is going to be a good thing for us. And by the way, if you're an affiliate of ours, you can sell our websites too and be able to make some extra money. So the reality is if you sell 3, 4, 5, you know, it's usually like something like that. Get 3, 4, 5 people to do more or less the same thing you're doing, either as a customer or as a sales rep who's buying it for themselves, yours are going to be free. So there's lots of combinations, and this is just some fuzzy math, but if you get 3, 4, or 5 of people that do exactly more or less the same thing, yours is free. And I said to myself, in my lifetime, do I really think I'm going to be able to do that? And the answer is, of course. So mine are always going to be free, because I'm always going to be talking about stuff like this. We run buildingfortunesradio.com, of course. We're dealing with entrepreneurs all the time. So maybe so can you. So some of the people that asked me, how does it work? And the answer to that question is, I don't really know. You know, like, the technology behind it is such where the technology does whatever it does. I don't know, like, all the programming behind the microchips and the battery and the electricity and the airwaves, but from using it, here's how it works. I go on my website and I type in which beacon I'm working with. I change the message. I change the website if I want to change the website. I push update. And from there, the magic happens. Like, I don't know how it happens, but there the magic happens, and wherever they are, they update, like, almost instantly. It's kind of freaky. So I could do this all from wherever I am. So when I shipped that package to that gal who's doing the trade show, when she's done with the trade show, if she wants to hold on to it because she's either going to another trade show or traveling somewhere else or wants to show someone else, all I have to do is change that message, and it's changed instantly. So I could change as many as I buy, right through my own back office. And I thought that was, like, so cool. So not only so cool, but also very effective. So now the beacons are working for me. And I thought that was really cool. So the pizza shop guy, the bagel shop guy, anybody with a retail storefront should be a no-brainer if they get it. Probably the least expensive form of advertising, putting your eyeballs in front of somebody, even if you just buy one. For people like me, that are always running like sales forces, I would always want to have extras so I can give them to my people. I already know my biggest challenge is going to be they're going to go, oops, I lost it. I forgot where I put it. So I might have to replace some. That's the cost of doing business. So the reality is I'm sure that the people behind the program are going to give me a reasonable cost of replacement because it was all my fault. I gave it to somebody, whatever, and we're all human. They're small. So you better make sure you watch them because your dog can eat all of them, like, in one good sitting. Like, my daughter's dog, if you hear it in the background, can eat all of the beacons. So watch out, because she eats bottle caps And I almost had a heart attack because I found a couple of bottle caps, and I'm like, oh, shoot, were those my beacons? No, thank goodness. So there's always like an Abby is the dog. She's barking in the background right now. I always have I got to keep these above the Abby height level, you know. So make sure you do the same thing and tell everybody else because your dogs will eat them. Could you lose them? Quite easily. They're small, like bottle caps. So make sure that, you know, Velcro, whatever, put them somewhere above reach, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. These things are sweet when it comes to being able to use them. So if you want to take advantage of new-to-you technology, check out buildingfortunes.net, buildingfortunes.net. And this is Peter Mingles. We're going to be signing off. I run and own buildingfortunesradio.com as well as a whole bunch of other things. And we are going to catch you next time we do one of our radio shows. But I just wanted to give you a quick heads up so you'll be able to take a look at it. Again, I think if I were to summarize, really super small, relatively inexpensive, 200 feet as far as the radius. You can change the battery. You program it on your own. Android phones. Bluetooth has to be on. Not too many other limitations. Short of that, you're off to the races. It'll work for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Buildingfortunes.net is where you go for the two-minute video. And there we go. We're going to catch you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks for listening in.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.